Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
阅读、科技、旅行，生活可以很大。对话设计、学习、思考不嫌太多。这里是 iTunes 获奖播客《狗熊有话说》，一听就停不下来的哦。Guys, you're listening Bear Talk, a bilingual podcast sharing cool things about design, books, and personal improvement in English and Chinese. I'm your host, Bell, an UX and UI designer who lives in Auckland, New Zealand. So today, this topic is about how to make your reading list in 2020. It's a brand new year.You made a New Year's resolution of reading more books this year, right? The same as last year. You told yourself, this time, I'm definitely complete my reading goal at the end of the year. Just as what you did the same time the previous year, you told yourself the same thing. But then you realized, I don't know which books I'm going to read.And I don't even know how many books I want to read this year. That's not good, but no worries, you are not alone. I've been there too. Here's a few tips that I'm using for setting up my annual reading goals in recent years. It works fine for me, and maybe it works for you too. Let's check it out. Number one, define your themes.Before you decide which book you want to read, define your themes of the year first. What's that? Do you have any goals to complete this year? For example, getting promotion, or learning a foreign language, or become a Jodo master, or anything else, or get married, or get divorced. Yeah, that's...These are your themes. These goals are your themes. For example, if you want a promotion, the related theme, if you write it down, it could be career development. By defining your themes of the year, you will know your general direction of reading books. Then you can easily research the books aligned with your themes.You can search the recommendation on Goodreads.com or Amazon, or just buy the advice of friends. Or maybe listen to my podcast is a good way to get some recommendation books. For example, take me for example. My themes of the year are a few. So the first is senior designer. I want to be a senior designer this year. And the second is family investment.I think I'm going to learn some investing knowledge and start to implement my family's investment plan. Yeah. And the next one is fitter me. Yeah, I want to become fitter and healthier in this year. And the last one was the bilingual content creator, which is what I'm doing.On this podcast. Yeah, this is an English podcast, which I never did before. Right, so these are my themes. So I know that if I want to become a senior designer, or if I want to start my family investment plan, it might be helpful to add lots of design-themed books and financial books to my reading list this year. So this is number one, define your themes. Number two, next, How many books do you want to read this year? All the good long-distance runners know a rule when they are training for a marathon. Be realistic. If your longest run is just 5K, don't start a full marathon next week. Yeah, you might kill yourself or just get injured. So reading books is the same. Start with how many books you read in the last year. Approximately 10% or 15%, which is good. But if you just said, I just read 5 books last year, this year I would like to read 50 books. Wow, that probably not a reasonable goal for you. Yeah. So for me, for example, in the past few years, I kept reading 50 books every year, but 90% of them are in Chinese. So last year, my goal is to read more English books. So finally, I managed to read 35 books, and 33 of them are in English. This year, I want to read 40 books in total. I think it is a reasonable goal, which can push me to improve, but also not beating myself over the head with books. Yeah, so this is number 2. Define or figure out how many books you are going to read this year. Number 3. Next, check your things and make choices. Now you have 2 metrics: themes and the number of books you want to read. You can set the numbers of books for each theme of the year. Take me for example again. I have 4 themes and a goal of reading 40 books in 2020, which means I can equally read 10 books for each theme. Yeah, so all the balance, right? But for me, I want to read more books about design and financial, because I think these 2 dimensions, these 2 fields, are easier to learn by reading books. If I want to improve my understanding about design and financial, probably reading will be a better idea. But for the thing like Feeder Me, Get Me Healthier and Fitter, I want to improve it by doing more workouts. Yeah, probably that will be practical and reasonable, and pay more attention to my diet. So if I just read 10 books without doing any workout, I don't think I can become fitter, right? So as the theme bilingual content creator, reading books is good, but practice is better than reading. So I choose at least 1 book a month for each of my 2 themes, design and financial. So this is the priority of reading. I need to finish these 2 books, one for design, another for financial. And after finishing these 2 books, I will read a general topic book, just relax and enjoying reading. Yeah, reading like this helps me to achieve my big goal for the year, and also I can still enjoy the reading. Yeah, this is number 3. Check your themes and make choices. Number 4. Add books to your list. Finally, we can have time to play with books and to add books to your list. Yay! Now that you've got your plan, start filling out your list. For me, as a designer who works in an agile team, I created a reading backlog. Yeah, a reading backlog with heaps of books that I'd like to read. Yeah, because normally when I've heard some books, some good books, or read some articles, mention some books, or listen to some podcast, the host mentions some great books, I just add them to my to-be-read giant list. And then after that, I can add a tag 2020 for the books I want to read in 2020 to filter them out. We'll just create a simple list and pick books from that reading to be read book list. Yeah, as a nerd, I manage my reading list in Notion, but you can manage it with whatever tools you like. Even a piece of paper is fine, but don't lose it, right? Okay. I find one of the simple and easy ways to do this is by creating a list on GoogleReads.com or Amazon or other online platforms. Yeah, that will be really easy and simple to do. And I suggest you don't need to strictly and exactly add the number of the books you want to read to your list. For example, I want to read 40 books this year. I don't necessarily add 40 books to my reading list. Why? I'll keep that going in the next step. Yeah, step 5. Your list is flexible. This is something really important. Yeah, your list is like a thumb, something can grow, okay? Your list is flexible because there will be another 365 days ahead and you don't know what books you might read later. Leave yourself room to be surprised by books you don't even know right now that you want to read in 2020. You know your themes, that's all. You know your themes. And you might lead to books that will teach you something right now, but you don't even know that you need to learn at this stage. But my suggestion is make sure you have one book, at least one book, to start reading immediately. Maybe have 3 to 4 books ready, because you know it's always good to have options. And then maintain your reading list 2 or 3 times a year. Add or remove a few books. That's all. Remember, your list is flexible. And number 6, save some money. All right, so this is the best part. Okay, this is one of my favorite parts. Yeah, books are not cheap, right? The books cost a lot of money, but you don't have to spend thousands of dollars for reading books. Use your library. Use your local library. Check out the secondhand stores and your own bookshelves. Some books you already bought is great. So maybe you just need to find them out. Or you can swap books with your friends to read more books too. Or make some online exchange. It's a great way to meet some friends or meet some new people. Yeah, and also to get some new books to read. And the last one, number 7, don't stick to it. This is my final suggestion. Don't stick to your reading list. Why? After you spend so much time and energy to prepare a great list, why don't you stick to your reading list? Because reading list is like a travel guide. It's like a Lonely Planet, okay? So it's always good to have one in your pocket when you travel. But if you 100% stick to it, your journey will be 100% predictable, which means boring. So just like read books and check reading list, you know, reading list, if you spend so much time on prepare and maintain your reading list, but actually you don't read a lot of books, or you don't even finish one book from your reading list, what's the point of doing a reading list, right? So just read the books and check your reading list occasionally if you need to. Enjoy reading itself. Don't create a beautiful reading list and then never read a single book on it. Alright, so this is my suggestion of how to make a reading list in 2020. And also, I prepared my reading list already for 2020, and I added to my show notes. So if you're listening to my podcast, just check my check the show note of this episode of this podcast, you'll find it. If you listen with Apple's podcasts, yeah, you can read the show note, or the best way to check it is from my email list. Okay, so you can subscribe my email, which is really complex to say. How to say that? Just check my website, voice.beartalking.com. Okay, and you will find all my podcasts there and all my show notes. And also, if you want to add to my email list, just subscribe my email. The easy way is to check blog.beartalking.com, and there will be a link on the button on the top of it. Okay, I might be the worst marketer for myself. All right, so just click the link, tap the link, and then add your email to my subscription, and you can get all the thing. Right, so this is my first podcast of 2020, and it is also my first podcast purely in 100% in English, and I hope you like it. If you listen it in if you are Chinese, listen to this part, wow, I really appreciate that. And if you are not a Chinese native speaker and you are listening to Bear Talk, hope you enjoy it, and hope you can share with a friend. And if you have any comment or any suggestion, any advice, just leave me a message, send me an email, or you can find me from social media on LinkedIn or on WeChat, Weibo. Okay, thank you very much. Hope you like it. I will see you in another podcast. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.